you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
Roll out, let the trumpet call, while the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, call them one and all, to the marshal swing, strike up the band. There is work to be done, let's have fun, fun, fun. You son of a gun, take your stand. Fall in line, oh, come on, let's go. Hey, leader, strike up the band. To be done, let's have fun, fun, fun. Come on, son of a gun, take your stand. Fall in line, oh, come on, let's go. Hey, Mr. Leader, hey, Mr. Leader, please take up the
Let's do what Tony Bennett says, Mr. Leader, and strike up that band, in this case, the Count Basie Orchestra. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the now autumnal hamlet of Southampton, New York. And today we're going to look at Broadway, the swinging years, as our friend Chuck Cecil used to say, or still continues to say on the airwaves. Today's show is called Broadway in Swing Time, and we're looking at two different things. We're looking at the Broadway tunes, or the tunes from Broadway that the great swing bands of the 30s and 40s took up and made into incredible popular hits, and the way the Broadway musical also incorporated swing music. Now, we wish we could wave a magic wand sometimes to go back to the 20s and 30s, even the 40s, and hear some of the original cast albums from those shows. But not many of them were recorded with the original cast, because back then the music was usually picked up by a dance band or a dance orchestra. The Casaloma Orchestra, George Olsen, you name it. People listened to these songs from Broadway, you know, for 3 minutes, whatever a 78 had, and danced in their living room. So it was mostly dance music, or people heard Broadway tunes through dance music. But we're going to do a little shift here. We're going to start with the Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Paul Whiteman was this colossus, literally and figuratively, who, of course, commissioned Rhapsody in Blue, and he recorded a ton of Broadway material in the 20s into the 30s. But in the mid-30s, it starts to all change. So you're going to hear two recordings 10 years apart. Gems from Showboat, 1928, recorded by Paul Whiteman, and then we'll hear a 1938 recording of Make Believe from Showboat with the fantastic Jimmy Lunceford, and boy, is there a change. So, Mr. Leader, Mr. Whiteman, strike up the band.
Can you see that I always let go away. I want every day with you. You are spring, bud of romance unfurled. You taught me to see one truth forever true. You are love, wonder of all the world. Where you go with me, heaven will always be. So we'll make believe I love you, and we'll make believe that you love me.
All the time, keep a mind in pretending. For a tune, for a night, for a
did you recognize the tune? That was Jerome Kern's Make Believe from Showboat, but what a difference 10 years made. Pretty much from the mid-30s on, you had these bands that had expanded arrangements, focused more on virtuoso performances from leading members of the orchestra, had fantastic orchestrations. That was Cy Oliver orchestration, and singers, and all sorts of big change up, largely about dancing. That didn't mean that they couldn't be substantially subtle and interesting. Benny Goodman is generally considered to be one of the pioneers of the swing band, 1935. And often these guys would take songs that had been around for a while and do something beautiful with them. And here is a beautiful, stunning version, 6-7 years after the fact, of Where or When by Rodgers and Hart. And you'll hear Peggy Lee take over the vocal midway through the Benny Goodman Orchestra.
We've met before and laughed before and loved before, but who knows where or when?
I mean, that's just sublime. There's no jitterbugging involved, but look at how they do that number. Benny Goodman and Peggy Lee. Well, again, as I said, sometimes a lot of the swing band songs weren't always from Broadway, of course. They were Hollywood songs now by the mid-30s, and a lot of traditional jazz songs or stuff their own arrangers wrote. But occasionally they would take a song that had kind of been around, maybe bottom shelf, and turn it into a big all hit. Irving Berlin wrote Marie, I want to say, 10 years earlier, 15 years earlier, for some sort of one-off, and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra picked it up and made it a huge hit. Let's hear two Irving Berlin songs recorded by Tommy Dorsey.
Mm-hmm. so very good the word. Will you surrender?
Just forget your troubles and learn to say, tomorrow is a lovely day.
In 1940, a singer named Frank Sinatra joined the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, and he sang a contemporaneous song written by Irving Berlin from Louisiana Purchase on Broadway called It's a Lovely Day Tomorrow. Well, most people, when they think of big bands of the 30s and certainly the 40s, think of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. In 1943, it would have been impossible to ignore a show on Broadway called Oklahoma, and hear Captain Glenn Miller and his army band take on Oh, What a Beautiful Morning.
Oh, meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
The corn is as high as an elephant's eye,
and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Everything's going my way.
Glenn Miller and his band. Well, in 1935, Cole Porter had a show called Jubilee, which ran about half a year and went away. It had a song called Just One of Those Things. But another one of those things in that score was a song called Begin the Begin, which really kind of vanished until Artie Shaw and his orchestra picked it up about 5 years later and turned it into one of the big hit songs of the swing era. So, Begin the Begin, Artie Shaw. Thank you. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. I want to thank the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund for helping to sponsor this program. And today we're looking at Broadway and Swing Time, great Broadway tunes played by the great swing bands of the 30s and 40s. Well, Richard Rodgers was someone who was fairly meticulous about his music, and he didn't like it screwed around with. We heard a little Glenn Miller version of Oh, What a Beautiful Morning he might not have loved. But in 1940, even before that, he and Larry Hart poked fun at the swing band era. They take a little poke at Gene Krupa in the next song, which was from Too Many Girls, 1940. And here's a version with the Gene Krupa Orchestra. I'd like to recognize the tune, Rodgers and Hart.
Now, Gene, I hear rumors that your next tune's a hit from the new Rodgers and Hart musical, Too Many Girls.
That's right, Dan. You know, for years I've been accused not only of covering up, but of drowning out melodies with my drums. I guess Rodgers and Hart thought it was time to do something about it. So they wrote, we recently recorded, and Irene Day sings, I Like to Recognize the Tune.
Folks like to shoot off rockets, others like to pick their pockets. Some of them kill when they feel the urge, others go in for perjury. I too have a passion that I can't understand. It comes out when I hear a band. I like to recognize the tune. I want to savvy what the band is playing. I keep saying, must you bury the tune? I've got to know the answer soon. Is it a cat meowing in the attic? Is it static? Must you bury the tune? A guy called Krupa plays the drums like thunder. There isn't anyone immune. They kill the Billy Roses and Puccini. Don't be meanie. Must you bury the tune.
you recognize that tune? That was Lady Be Good by the Gershwins, Count Basie and his orchestra from the late 1930s. Well, here's a tune with Count Basie you'll definitely recognize because it got Frank Sinatra singing, and it's by Frank Lesser, and you know the show. I Believe in You from the 1960s. Frank Sinatra, Count Basie and his orchestra.
Have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. I believe in you. I hear the sound of good solid judgment whenever you talk. Yet there's the bold, brave spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. I believe in you. I believe in you. And when my faith in my fellow man all but falls apart, I've but to feel your hand grasping mine, and I take heart to see the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of gin and vermouth. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe.
Those famous Count Basie chords. Well, the swing era, they said, sort of lapsed around 1946 after the war. It was harder to get bands to tour and stuff like that. But certain band leaders hung in there. Stan Kenton was a band leader in the 40s who had the most kind of interesting arrangements. I think he thought rather symphonically or certainly in a modern vein. He had great singers, Anita O'Day and June Christie and Chris Connor. Here is his version of a great song from West Side Story. Thank you. Stan Kenton's version of West Side Story. Well, the big bands petered out in the 60s, but the nostalgia revival of the 70s brought them back and brought a few big band shows to Broadway. Here's the first one, Over Here. It's the only original score I know of, written by the Sherman Brothers, and it starred two of the three Andrew sisters. Here's a number from that show.
Big beat goes stomping on, take a crazy rhythm and your cares are gone. The big beat goes romping on all around the USA. The big beat is loud and strong, take a crazy rhythm as you move along. The big beat goes romping on all around the USA. Pop, how our saxes are gonna act. The axes pop. They'll be moaning from our piano and slide. Trombone and trumpets are gonna trump, bump, slap. Bass go to bum, 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 bum. Big beats go to peg away and make the day for the USA. The big beat is gonna be rapping out the happy sound of victory. The big beat goes romping on all around the USA.
Really a beat, really a beat. Take the crazy rhythm, take the crazy rhythm as you move along, move along. I just keep stomping and romping along. Da ba ba da do da 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 do da da day. Sing, we'll get 'em, string 'em up, clarinet 'em, pow. They'll be moaning from our guitar and vibraphone. Call it quits. The big beat is gonna be rapping out the happy sound of victory. Now to hear the trumpets when they start to play. Listen to the clarinets and hear what they say. Then you add the trombone and the touch of the drums. Tell the piano player not to play with his thumbs. That's the mighty rhythm of the
Foxtrot, bossa nova, watch my feet take over. Play for me, for dancing. One, two, three, for dancing. While I slide and slip in fancy steps like dipping. When the hips are moving, things begin improving with the limbs in action, instant satisfaction. That's the menu when you know how. So for me, the answer is to be a dancer when the beat's inspired. Feet cannot get tired. Make it strong for dancing.
Thank you. beat smooth as satin. Slow step, slow, then quick beat. Drummer, hit that kick beat. When I hear those saxes, everything relaxes. If I hold her tightly, ease the tempo slightly, as I whisper to her, let the lyric woo her. Dancing helps romancing, you'll see. Dancing on a dime step, every take your time step. Arm in arm, we're walking, bodies do the talking. Make it strong for dancing.
Great orchestration of a great by Jonathan Tunick, of a great score by Billy Goldenberg from Ballroom, 1978, directed by Michael Bennett. Well, Bandstand this year on Broadway was a short-lived show, but it did attempt to tap into that mojo of swing time from the 1940s, and the cast album just came out over the summer. Here is Laura Osnes, Love Will Come and Find Me Again from Bandstand.
A time I would wake beside a man who would make me feel like nothing could take him from me. Once I thought forever was real. I thought my life was ideal. I thought that nothing could steal it, you see. Once I learned how wrong I had been, that sometimes dreams can cave in, and what then? Once I learned the hard way, faith in ever after was done, and I gave up ever wondering when. Love will come and find me again.
That was Laura Osnes from a Bandstand. Well, what a great hour to spend. Broadway and swing time. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you were dancing on your living room rug. This next recording moves me tremendously. It's Benny Goodman at Carnegie Hall in the 70s. And again, he'd been playing this music for four decades. We heard a little of his version of Rodgers and Hart's Where or When earlier in the broadcast. Of course, he recorded many other songs. Here he picks up Stephen Sondheim's A Little Night Music just to show that that swing time and three-quarter time can happily coexist in the Broadway world. He plays a song that I don't think anyone's ever covered, but what a great song by Sondheim. You Must Meet My Wife, played by Benny Goodman. Thanks for cutting a rug with us today on Broadway to Main Street and Broadway in Swing Time. Take it away, Mr. Goodman. Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.